I wasn't talking about that. Reaching up with my free hand, I stroked his jaw with my finger. I meant getting married. Kellen propped himself up on his elbow and looked down at me. His gaze slid down to our hands, locked together to the ring encircling his finger. The look of contentment on his face shifted to outright bliss. I'd never seen him happier. "Till death do us part," he whispered. Running my fingers down his chest, the hills and valleys of his absurdly defined body starting to ignite mine, I murmured, "My parents won't accept you as my husband until you walk me down the aisle, you know." Remembering that I'd left them a vague message on the answering machine at Kellen's place since they were still in town for my graduation yesterday, I frowned. They were going to be so pissed when they woke up and heard that I'd run off and gotten married without including them. Honestly, I was a little surprised that my phone hadn't rung yet, or that the hotel room door hadn't been beaten down. Kellen laughed and repositioned our bodies so that he was lying on top of me. Giving him a soft smile, I ran my fingertips down his back. He shuddered.
"And I will."
Leaning down, he placed a kiss on my neck, then my collarbone. My heart sped up.
"I will give them